I love it when people don't overmodulate. It's just one of those things. I think that's the biggest problem with this digital fusion, DMR, and all that stuff. Everybody just overmodulates. It just drives me crazy. It gives that tinny sound, kind of like you're running your fingers across a chalkboard school or something like that when they overmodulate and that kind of stuff. So nothing wrong with that. I haven't had a chance to play much lately with my Alster node. What I have been playing with is, believe it or not, they make, you know, I got myself wrapped up into that software scanning stuff. And there's one out there called OP25, somewhat dated, but it's Linux, okay? And I know enough about Linux to be dangerous, and I figured out with Linux, everything has to be exact or it doesn't work. Like even with the tables, for example, of the talk groups and the frequencies and everything else like that, I had one extra column in there, and it refused to... It refused, I recognized the column, and it wouldn't take, and I just love doing things like that, you know, where they're puzzles, and, but what I like about this software is I can eventually put it on a Pi. Right now I'm doing it with a Windows WSL, and it's a little bit dated software, so I had to backdate the software to Ubuntu 2204. So I got it to work, and I mean, I'm so proud of myself, and a lot of reading and a lot of things, and when you try to get help on Linux, nobody ever gives you the complete answer, as you probably know. They always give you pieces, parts, like, oh, all you got to do is update your Python 3. Well, and that's it. What does that mean, you know? So I'm sure you've played with that stuff, too. So that's lately has been what's getting my attention. Again, it's not so much about listening, but about making it work.